AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Thousands are dead and hundreds more people are injured following a massive 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Ismail Al-Abdullah is with a relief group called the White Helmets. They're digging through rubble to search for survivors.
It's a very difficult task for us. We need help. We need the international community to do something.
CBS's Tina Krause reports from our foreign desk in London.
The powerful earthquake struck near the border of Turkey and Syria as people slept. And daylight revealed the scale of the disaster. This man says 12 families were trapped here and no one managed to get out. Rescuers worked quickly and carefully in the bitter cold. Some still buried in the rubble posted videos on social media begging for help.
Turkey's president has declared a seven-day mourning period for those victims. Here at home, President Biden is weighing in on the tragedy. He says he's deeply saddened by the loss of life and devastation. The U.S. has already sent two search and rescue teams to the region to help. Meantime, U.S. military and law enforcement continue to collect debris from that Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down over the weekend. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Recovery crews were able to retrieve some debris yesterday, but sea conditions prevented underwater crews from searching the area. They're at work today, and they include explosive ordnance teams. A U.S. commander says they're concerned about hazardous debris and possibly even explosives, and they're asking the public if debris washes up on shore to avoid contact and notify law enforcement.
Authorities in Ohio plan to release toxic chemicals from five cars of a derailed train in East Palestine to avoid a huge explosion. That controlled release starts in about 2 hours. Investigators in Maryland stopped two suspects from shooting up several power substations that would have left thousands in the cold near Baltimore. FBI special agent in charge, Thomas Subasinski, says a woman was recorded telling an undercover agent about the plan.
Marylanders can rest assured that a threat to disrupt their daily lives by attacking the local power grid has been stopped.
Those suspects were neo-Nazi extremists. Two children who were kidnapped by their mother in Missouri have now been found in Florida. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The two abducted children were found last week in a supermarket in High Springs, Florida, near Gainesville, with their mother, who did not have custody. 36-year-old Christy Gilley. Police located Gilley after running a routine vehicle check that showed she was a fugitive. Gilley remains in jail. The two children, who are now 11 and 12 years old, were abducted last March from Clay County, Missouri, a suburb of Kansas City.
Police say they'll be reunited with their family soon. This is CBS News.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, February 7th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee meeting will take place at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 1 p.m., the Treatment Court Oversight Committee will meet at 2:30, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30, the Executive Operations Committee will meet at 5 p.m., and the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7 p.m. The Stevens Point Police and Fire Commission will meet at 2 p.m. in the Community Room, and the Downtown Business Improvement District will meet at 3:30 in the City Conference Room. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will take place from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast overnight with a low of 31. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 35. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies again. Tomorrow night, it will dip down to about 19. 1 to 3 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
On the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is a Mad Radio Monday. Dom, got a new brand up here. Same greatest radio show ever. And we're going to bring it to the people. And you, the people, you can be a part. 844-967-2789. But Dom, I'd like to talk about a controversial topic, apparently, for Democrats. Freaking socialism.
What? Oh, no.
Republicans. And we live here in the great state of Wisconsin. If you don't live here with us in the great Badger State, maybe you're unaware of the divide and conquer politics of Scott Walker, the former Republican governor here. And he's something of a bastard. And he really turned this state against itself. The neighbor against the neighbor. The rural against the urban. The public sector against the private sector. As long as he had 50 plus one. That's all that freaking guy cared about. And I would think that Democrats somewhere along the line would gain wisdom, learn a few hard-earned lessons to not be divided. Certainly over a theoretical topic like socialism, let's say, Dom. The Republicans, the House Republicans, not a brilliant lot. I mean, they're led by Kevin McCarthy and three-toe MTG. And they have already effectively divided the Democratic caucus on a vote on socialism. And I'm quite disappointed in the blue team in this case, Tom. I mean, come on. Let me read a little bit. New reporting at thehill.com. As House Republicans aim to use their majority to divide Democrats on toxic political issues, they found early success this month, making new hay out of an old idea. The horrors, air quotes, of socialism. The horrors.
Oh my God.
House GOP leaders staged a vote Thursday, that's last Thursday, on a resolution condemning socialism as a fundamental threat to American prosperity, Dom, and independence. A proposal that split Democrats and provided a potentially potent new attack line for GOP candidates heading into the 2024 elections. Oh, I get so disappointed in the Democratic Party. I'll tell you why, Tom. While a majority of Democrats voted in favor of the measure, 100 of the 212-member caucus declined to endorse it. And GOP leaders wasted no time pouncing when the tally was in. That wasn't a college vote on a college campus. That was a vote in the U.S. Congress. The 100 Democrats couldn't say socialism was wrong. Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters in the Capitol, that's a scary point of view. Yes, that you are so ignorant and that Democrats are so easily divided that they took this bait and that approximately half of them voted with the Republicans to what? Condemn the governance system of Denmark, Dom? Perhaps their senatorial colleague Bernie Sanders? I mean, he's a Democratic socialist.
Well, I mean,
do you condemn Bernie?
Listen, the whole thing is, it depends on what you mean, right? Words have meanings. How is Kevin McCarthy defining socialism, right? Because that was number one, should be right off the bat. If you're saying socialism is communism, I'm saying you're wrong. You think socialism is results with a dictatorship or fascism, I would say you are wrong. I mean, what is socialism? How do you define socialism? And what programs are paid for with socialist dollars, right? I would wager Kevin McCarthy, you, sir, and all government employees are paid out of the taxes of the American people.
Yeah, what? But they make a special point, these Republicans, of governing awfully. They don't earn that money, Dom.
Someone else made that? The military, highways, libraries, the police, the fire department, right? Postal service. Freaking sewers, roads, right? I mean, what is that socialism? I just want to know what you mean by it. Because if you're talking about, you know, collecting dollars and spending them on public works, I mean, what the hell was the last bipartisan legislation, the Infrastructure Act? Well, what is that? Is that socialism? I just want to know what you mean, because I'm pretty sure no one's down with the communism, but Europe is fine with the socialism. We have all sorts of socialistic tenets in this country. I mean, we don't have private armies, right? If someone's concerned, that's a federal thing. Because what are you talking about? This is a joke from the start. And the first question should have been, well, Mr. McCarthy, is your salary the result of socialist policies?
Dominic, as a logical argument, Republican attacks on socialism have been undermined by their support for, let's call them, social welfare programs, including McCarthy's recent vow to protect federal benefits under Social Security and Medicare, programs that are run exclusively by the government and funded collectively by the taxpayers, who are required to contribute. That sounds like the definition of a socialist program, Dom. And Republicans have for decades castigated those entitlements as socialist initiatives that trample on free enterprise and individual liberties. And Democrats are warning that despite the rhetoric, GOP leaders are still eyeing cuts. Here's a quote from Rep. Jim McGovern, Massachusetts, the top Democrat on the Rules Committee. We're not fooled by Speaker McCarthy's promises, by the way. We know what he means when he says he wants to, air quotes, protect these programs. It's code for cuts. We've seen this movie before. And from a political vantage, the GOP's efforts to link Democrats to socialism as an abstract concept have historically been effective, resonating with broad swaths of conservative voters and helping Republicans gain vast grounds in states like Florida, which have shifted squarely in recent years from a purple battleground to a red stronghold. Among outside political experts, there's some disagreement about just how effective the GOP strategy will be. Well, Dom, it's a lot more effective if Democrats basically take up the same argument with them when half the caucus votes to condemn socialism as a concept. I mean, what about Medicare? What about Social Security? What about Medicaid? What about the New Deal?
Well, that's the whole point, right? They want to try to cast those things as some evil socialist program. But, you know, thankfully, you know, old people aren't eating cat food and dying in the streets anymore. And be even beyond just the actual taxing and putting into, you know, infrastructure or other programs, what about the regulation, man? I mean, is it the government? Is it a socialistic tenet of a government to mandate some sort of minimum wage controls? You know, you can't have slavery. Hell, I talked him into it. I forced him into it. Why can't I do that? I'm free. No, you can't do that. Regulation. It's got to be an employment situation. Must be paid a minimum wage. Oh, that's terrible. Right? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, you can't just go out and open up your doors and sell a product that's harmful to the American people. There's FDA, for example, right? You can't do outright fraud. I mean, all these things, what are they if not tenets of socialism? The combined will and effort of a government regulating private industry that you can't do X, Y, or you must do Z.
844-967-2789. It irks me, Dom. I feel like if people were better educated, this argument wouldn't convince 100 Democrats of the necessity of voting against their probable ideology. I mean, do you think 100 Democrats or more, do you think they really are against socialism broadly?
Again, definitions matter. So what do you mean by that? Do you want to do, are people down with government control of supply and manufacture and distribution of goods and services? Well, no. I don't know a lot of people that are. It seems like communism to me. But I think a lot of people think that communism is socialism. And, of course, it is not the same thing.
But they both have an ism at the end. They sound alike. You know, guys like Scott Walker, the divide and conquer former governor of the state of Wisconsin, he sure does analogize them as being exactly the same. Republicans do that with frequency. And when Democrats take the bait, Crudy gets a little miffed.
Well, come on. The FDA. 967-2789.
And when Dom interrupts, I get more miffed.
What about FEMA? I mean, how many Republicans are cashing those checks? They're down with the FEMA. I mean, come on. It is such a disingenuous conversation because I guarantee you most of those Republicans don't know the difference.
You're doing a heck of a job, Dommy. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jean. How you doing?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Great show as usual. I love your passion there, guys. The entitlement thing. Give me an effing break. People have paid in for every year that they have worked. Give me a break. They're just trying to get a tax cut again for their big money donors, you know, so they don't have to pay into Social Security, you know, a little bit. It's so sickening, guys. Nobody can afford to buy a road. Nobody can afford to pay for a bridge. Nobody can afford to pay for a library. Give me a break. Nobody could afford to buy a school. We all pool our resources together. And then hopefully we vote for competent people instead of insurrectionists and fascists, and we get the job done for all of us together so that we can all learn, be safe, and travel. It's just... it's unbelievable. Ludicrous, ludicrous. Thank you, guys.
Jeannie,
great work.
Jeannie, before we let you go. What about the Democrats that took the bait and voted along with the Republicans? I mean...
well, they should get chewed out. Everybody call them and say, hey, guys, you better do your schoolwork before you vote on anything that Republicans put forth on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they need to be... I hate to use the word woke, but you know what? If you're not woke, you're in a coma. So wake up, folks, and get out of the coma. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jeannie. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take more of your phone calls, and we'll accentuate the Republicans saying the quiet part out loud, talking about you, Mike Pence. 844-967-2789. Phone lines toll-free from here to Iceland. We'll do the Madison move.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 34. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 25. About an inch of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there shortly at 844-967-2789. You know, this whole socialism conversation, I'd love to hear the response of the Republicans when we talk about, I don't know, maybe corporate bailouts, for example. Right? I mean, how is that possibly done? The American auto industry, right? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, AIG, the airline industry. I mean, come on, all the banks over the years? Come on. I mean, there's still money outstanding. Fannie Mae, apparently, according to ProPublica from 2022, still owes like $62 billion to the government, to us, for the bailout.
Dominic, you privatize the profits.
Socialize the laws.
Yes.
See, that's so they're down with the socialization of the corporate laws part of it.
Yes.
Right? Yes, yes.
Now, in regards to this resolution put on the floor, dividing the Democrats in an asinine fashion because they took the bait, but Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries said the resolution was meant to provide cover for Republicans, and here's the rest of his quote, to try and undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people. The American people should not be fooled by anything that takes place on the floor today with respect to the so-called resolution on socialism. Madame Republicans, however, argued the resolution was strictly about denouncing socialism. Here's a quote. Rep. Mike Lawler from New York. To be clear, this resolution is not about Social Security or Medicare, two programs with broad bipartisan support. It's about the sick ideology that has destroyed nations, ruined lives, and resulted in death and destruction around the world. And then you see the newest from former Vice President Mike Pence today. Dom, he said the quiet part out loud. They're not really that in favor of keeping the current Medicare in place. Republicans saying the quiet part out loud, Pence calls for privatizing Social Security. And more. Here's the article. Dom, former VP Mike Pence, a possible 2024 presidential candidate. His slogan, hang Mike Pence.
Everybody knows that.
His voice support for a Social Security privatization scheme the George W. Bush administration unsuccessfully pushed nearly two decades ago.
If you don't get it the first time, just keep trying.
Trickle-down economics, anyone?
Did it work?
Here's more. In a closed-door event Thursday, hosted by the National Association of Wholesale Distributors, a corporate trade group, Pence said he believes that the day would come when we can replace the New Deal with a better deal. Literally giving younger Americans the abilities to take a portion of their Social Security withholdings and put that into a private savings account that the government would oversee? What could possibly go wrong? How does this correct any measure of what they could?
Why the government's going to oversee it?
I mean, I continue to quote from the, you know, former VP. Did I mention the FBI is now searching his residence as well? Make sure he doesn't have any more classified documents. But anyways.
Great.
Back to the quiet part out louding VP Pence, I quote. I mean, a very simple fund that could generate 2% would give the average American twice what they're going to get back on their Social Security today, and it could give the government money doing it. Pence said, according to video footage obtained by the Democratic aligned group American Bridge 21st Century. Experts have forcefully rejected the notion that private savings account of the kind Pence endorsed, which would allow workers to divert a portion of their payroll tax contributions into private investment accounts, would be more beneficial than Social Security's guaranteed benefits, as the former vice president suggested. Take your money to Wall Street. Why would you want the guarantee? Let it ride on black.
Someone's got to manage that money for it, and you do it for a low, low, low 50 basis points.
Dominic, the popular argument that Social Security privatization would provide higher returns for all current and future workers is misleading because it ignores transition costs and differences across programs in the allocation of aggregate and household risk, according to like three economists sympathetic to the idea of privatization. They wrote that letter back in 2000. Experts have also said private accounts would not, as Pence put it, save the government money. In 2005, analysts with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimated that a privatization plan put forth by former Senator John Sununu and former Rep. Wait for it, Tom. Paul Ryan from Wisconsin. Of course, you know, the anti-socialist that he was. That little Paul Ryan John Sununu plan would create $85.8 trillion in additional debt equal to 93.7% of the gross domestic product by 2050, while not boosting Social Security's long-term solvency, something Republicans claim, and I'm throwing in air quotes around that, claim they want to do, Dom. What a fine plan. Boost the debt by $86 trillion while not guaranteeing any additional long-term solvency.
The CBPP wrote this: the creation of a system of private accounts would not change the amount of revenue coming into the federal government, but it would increase government spending because the federal government would be making regular payments into these private accounts. These payments would represent new government spending. This increases in spending unaccompanied by an increase in revenues would widen the annual deficits.
What a fine idea. Mike Pence, you know, this is the sort of presidential campaign that'll, you know, probably get you like 3% support.
Retreading some former VP candidate Paul Ryan ideas from 20 years ago? Great.
What was the alternative for Pence, though? If he's not sticking it to old people, Dom, well, then insurrectionists want to stick it to him.
Well, you know, I mean, he could always, you know, lean on his former career as a radio host.
Hey, man.
If you're in radio, you are qualified to do everything.
All the jobs are taken, Pence. You stay out. Come back with us. Devils Advocates Radio Show. You can hear your voice on the radio statewide, nationwide, worldwide. Civic Media app, Civic Media Network, Devils Advocates Radio. Greatest show ever. Join it. 844-96-PARTY.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Enrollment numbers at Wisconsin's technical colleges are up, while four-year college enrollments continue to drop. Last year saw a 10% increase in enrollment at technical colleges. Wisconsin's private four-year universities saw a drop of 12%, and public four-year college enrollment dropped 2%. National data shows that surrounding states have a larger decline in enrollment. The national decline is not unexpected. Lower birth rates have resulted in fewer students enrolling and graduating from high school. A Wisconsin man received a 16-year prison sentence for shooting at children who were throwing snowballs at his car in Milwaukee. William Carson was found guilty on 2 counts for first-degree reckless injury and 5 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. 2 of the children were hit by bullets in the thigh and arm. Another child was grazed by a bullet. The judge included 10 years of extended supervision in the sentence. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. overcast overnight with a low of 31. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 35 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 19. 1 to 3 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Equate it with communism, which it isn't. And in fact, what reasonable Americans need to do is look at just a few countries like the Scandinavian countries that have practiced democratic socialism for decades. They are always among the happiest 10 nations in the world. Yes, and they do have people get rich there. They have billionaires. So, you know, these guys are just, they're only after one thing, power and more money from donations. That's all they're screaming about.
And I get it, and we understand that, Jack, but I think some of the concern, I'd expect nothing less from the mega idiots out there that have no idea what the hell they're talking about. Good luck getting to the Capitol without a road. You know what I'm saying, Jack? But beyond that, you know, obviously some Dems went along with this, and I did see some Dems pushing back. But to take that vote and to not be, you know, unanimously against it, because of course the whole thing is a joke. I think it shows some cracks in the armor, Jack.
I hope you're right. I wouldn't mind seeing these crackpots get cracked.
Rhetorically speaking, of course, Jack. Thanks for the call, man.
When would we start talking about Mike Lindell?
He's always right there.
RNC chairman candidate Mike Lindell narrowly lost to Rhoda McDaniel. 844-967-2789. Don't get lost in the shuffle. Call now. Dick from Madison. How you doing, Dick?
Welcome, Dick.
Real good, guys. Jack is quite right, as always. I mean, it's not communism. It's socialism. But you guys last hour missed a shot at Walker, and I know you like that. Another thing he miserably failed at, creating jobs. Remember that one?
The $250,000 job promise, yes.
Yeah. But John Nichols is why I called. Right track, wrong track. Makes me sick to my stomach to hear for this reason. He brought up a lot of other things. How about gun violence? How about Republicans siding with Russia instead of us? How about problems with police departments in this country? You're but talking Dick, about right track, wrong track?
But Dick, please. You know the blame often gets laid, rightly or wrongly. If your team loses, it's the quarterback's fault or the coach.
Well,
and if the country's on the quote-unquote wrong track, it's the president's fault.
It's well, sort of like this morning, the stupid thing I heard about the balloon. Somebody goes, well, some Republican, I don't know who he was, and he goes, this is kind of like tackling the quarterback after the game's over. And I'm like,
you mean shooting down the China?
Right.
Balloon that thinking, may have may not have been a recurring occurrence from the Trump administration. They just didn't bother tracking them. And now that we do, you know, we didn't shoot it down in time. We're late hitting the quarterback while he's in the shower cleaning up after the game now.
Yeah, that's the analogy this guy made. And I'm like, really? That's the best comeback you've got for this?
You know, I heard some clever fellas on Righty Whitey Talk Radio saying, you know, some Republican governor, greatest thing they could ever do would be shoot down that blimp, the Chinese blimp. They'd be like, that's like the greatest troll of all libtard trolls. They would have been so proud of, like, Kristi Noem. Had she done it, she'd have won the Republican nomination.
Well, I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene and some other Republicans were encouraging their supporters to shoot at the balloon, apparently, with, you know, what, rifles,
Jewish
small arms?
Space lasers.
Jewish space lasers, of course. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. If you are a supporter of choice and you are asked, do you think we're on the right track or the wrong track, given the Dobbs decision, I would think you would probably say we're on the wrong track. If you're for some, you know, gun safety regulation, and we're not getting any from the Republican Congress, I would, you know, people are going to think we're on the wrong track. If you're concerned about the elevating climate crisis, and there's not enough being done about it, and that's, you know, a number one priority for you, you might think we're on the wrong track. So that's the point, I guess. And Crudy, I think you're right. Generally, you could say that, well, you know, it's the wrong track. But if it's very specific to, for instance, the policies of the MAGAs and the GOP and the conservative U.S. Supreme Court, there's not a whole lot that any, you know, the Biden administration can do about that.
We'll go back to the phones in a minute. Be patient, please. 844-967-2789. All fine and good. You, Dick, everyone, Jack, thinking in those terms. You know, maybe this isn't a comprehensive, doesn't break it down. You know, some think it's the right track or wrong track because they're too far left or too far right. Washington Post. I found this just this afternoon. More than 6 in 10 say the president has not accomplished much, despite the passage of numerous bills. Right. Here's what I would say. The American people are blissfully unaware of the accomplishments of Biden and the Democrats. And if they don't tell the story, if they don't communicate their successes, Dom,
yeah,
they're going to leave, you know, what, two-thirds of Americans thinking they didn't do squat. A little of the reporting here, then back to the phones, 844-96-PARTY. 2 years into a presidency that the White House cast as the most effective in modern history, that's their own assessment. President Biden is set to deliver the State of the Union Address Tuesday. It'll play out live right here on the Civic Media Network to a skeptical country, you don't say. With the majority of Americans saying they do not believe he has achieved much since taking office, according to a new Post ABC News poll. The poll finds 62% of Americans think Biden has accomplished not very much or little or nothing during his presidency. I often assess your accomplishments as such. 36% say he has accomplished a great deal or a good amount on many of Biden's signature initiatives, from improving the country's infrastructure to making electric vehicles more affordable to creating jobs. Majorities of Americans say they do not believe he has made progress, the poll finds. They have no idea what we've passed, what Joe Biden and the Democrats, when they controlled the Congress, what they passed. And those were narrow majorities. 5 of the 7 big legislative pieces over the last 2 years, bipartisan. Big deal accomplishments. Here's what I would say. Joe Biden coming to Madison on Wednesday, my hometown. Joe, in honor of the new Mad Radio brand, I even toned it down for you, sir. It's not Devil Radio anymore. It's safe, Joe. Come on the Devil's Advocates and let us talk about your accomplishments. You've gotten a lot done, sir. And all they do is call you a socialist.
And they're going to call whoever is in charge a socialist, Crudy. A little bit more from this piece at the Washington Post. While 77% of Democrats say Biden has accomplished at least a good amount, that drops to 32% among political independents. Only 7% of Republicans say he has accomplished much, while 93% say he has accomplished not very much, little or nothing. Doubts about Biden's achievements are higher than those for former President Barack Obama in 2010 and 2012. As Obama sought re-election, 52% of adults said he had accomplished not much or little or nothing on both points. In a potentially ominous sign for the White House, Biden numbers are roughly on par with the negative ratings of former President Donald Trump, who went on to lose his re-election.
Dom, here's an interesting note. Biden has said the Obama administration did not do enough to tout all its legislative victories in the aftermath of the Great Recession. And he has promised not to repeat that mistake. But 2 years in, I'd say he's repeated that mistake, Dom. The polling tells us the American people have no idea what the Democrats and Joe Biden have accomplished over the last 2 years. Also, Dom, I mean, we talked about the job growth numbers. 12 million
crazy
jobs in 2 years. Do you think the average American knows that? I doubt it. unless they listen to this fine program. The president recently said he'd put together an implementation cabinet of top officials whose job it is to do nothing but let people know what they've already done. Well, I tell you what, if Joe Biden's not available, Secretary Buttigieg, 844-967-2789. We'd take Kamala Harris. We'd take the incoming chief of staff, the outgoing chief of staff. Hell, we'd take Mayorkas before he gets impeached in the Congress, Dom. Somebody come out here and let's talk about this. Let's talk about the major accomplishments of the Biden administration. You know, they're about to pivot, not just to the State of the Union. This is Joe's chance to go brag on himself.
Right, now, but now is the time for him to and the Democrats to coalesce and rectify and address, obviously, the apparent lack of knowledge that the average American has on what is going on in their government.
Isn't that always the Democrats' problem? Fox News says and misreports and misconstrues and claims, well, Democrats don't do anything. You know, they want to increase the crime, defund the police, and turn us all into communists. That's basically their take on the Democratic Party. And the reality of the circumstance, if it never breaks through, Dom, and right here, you know what we're trying to do with Civic Media? The reason we're rebranding to Mad Radio? Because we want to be more appealing to the broadest possible spectrum of people because they need to know the truth. The truth will set them free. But people don't know the truth. They're not paying attention. They're not learning the civics lessons, the history lessons, the econ lessons, Dom. And guys like Mike Pence are out there today advocating for reductions in Social Security. That's the alternative. That's Plan B. That's Team GOP for you.
Well, we're already in the debt ceiling crisis. I mean, this is happening, as you mentioned, Curdy. This is as we speak. This is going on right now. And where is the solution? What is the plan coming out of the Republicans, right? Well, I know, obviously, the Biden administration sat down with McCarthy last week, but that's going to be out there, and they're going to use it as a club. And, again, the majority of people in this country do not get the concept of what this is about, what the constitutional requirements are for the dollars in this country, and what the GOP intends to hold hostage, and for what reason, and to what end.
Well, the debt ceiling, of course, reflects bills already run on the tab under the Trump administration, primarily some under Biden. But when you fail to acknowledge the debt already accrued, when you ignore the credit card bills coming due for the American people, you risk the credit rating, the full faith and credit, and that can have disastrous ripple effects through the entire financial markets worldwide. I mean, you're worried about 2% offset private investment of your Social Security accounts? The damage that these Republicans are going to do if the U.S. government defaults on its debt, Dom, are 10 times worse. It'll take you half a generation to recover a loss created by the lack of governance policies.
Well, and then they'll use socialist tendencies to bail out corporations because of their terrible fiscal discipline.
Hurry up, Democrats, pull us out of the...
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. You don't.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 34 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 38. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 25. A dusting of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your thoughts always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it's a mad, mad radio station. Mad Radio, 92.7 FM. You're listening right now. The world headquarters of Civic Media. Heading up to State Street, the most iconic street in the state of Wisconsin. But we're still doing the greatest radio show ever. And it only gets better when you participate at 844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones, Dom. Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy, Bob? Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
You could have warned us about this Mike Pence character.
We blame Indiana.
Not me. Unfortunately, I come up out of Florida. So, you know, hell.
Well, then I blame you for Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, well, I ran out of Florida before him, but I got up here after Pence was out. So I did all right.
Yeah, you're doing all right, Bob.
Just a quick comment. I like the call signal change.
Oh, thanks,
I like,
man.
I like the designation WMDX.
Why do you like it?
I understand the W because of the position of the Mississippi.
Yep.
But the MD, MAD.
Yep.
But then again, you break it down to DX. Now, I'm old enough to kind of remember a bit of my Morse code. And DX calls is asking for signal. So when you tap out CQDX, CQDX, you're looking for a radio station at a distant designation.
Well, see, Bob, I actually thought the X and the MDX was really a reference to Dom's porn habit.
You know, you do one or two videos, Bob, and they never let you live it down.
If he was better, it would be MD triple X.
Well, you know, it could mean ex porn star.
Well, once a porn star, always a porn star, Bob.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bob.
Man, he taught me a little something there. He edified our audience. DX, long distance, what, radio signal?
Looking for a signal.
844-967-2789. See, you don't have to Morse code out the DX. Just get the Civic Media app, and you can take us worldwide. Rico from Rock County. Welcome, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, hey. How are you guys doing? It's the Mad Devils. Mad Devils or an Angry Devils? I don't know. Hey, whatever fits, right, guys?
I'm just glad it's not as cold. The other day, I thought hell froze over, and that's what happened to the brand.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? You guys are always my favorites. Greatest radio show ever, right, guys? Hey, I want to talk about Biden and the State of the Union you were asking earlier. You know what I think Biden needs? He needs a really good spokesman that would kick ass. He needs kind of like a Clint Eastwood type, you know? Just somebody that comes out after he's done talking and really lays it down, you know? It's like, hey, you want to talk about your $9 an hour job? Where you at now, punk? You want to talk about $5 a gallon gas? $5 an hour eggs? I got to ask you, do you feel like you can pay for it now, punk?
it sounds a little confrontational. I was thinking more like Sam Elliott from The Big Lebowski. You know, something a little more wise and low-key.
No, we can't go easy on these guys. These guys are true maggots. We can't go easy on them.
I like Sam Elliott. He does the beef commercials, right? Beef. Tenderloin, ribeye. Goes through a whole, I mean, like Crudy's entire summer calendar. Like, yes, uh-huh. I'm cooking that later. Yes, I plan on eating that.
That is caked on the inside of Crudy's arteries. Yep, that's it.
You got to die of something, man. 844-967-2789. We hope you don't die laughing driving home tonight. We'll try to tone it down. Pat from Chicago. Welcome, Pat. What do you got for us?
Hi, Pat.
Well, hi there. Prudy and Dom, let me just say that Congress is not where it's at. You are where it's at. The fourth estate, media, shaping opinion, that's what you do. When Biden came to Milwaukee, we drove all the way there from Chicago to try to get in to see him. But we listened to your broadcast the whole time, and that's just what we'll do when he comes to Madison. And they do need to take a page from your book and figure out how to promote your approach to media. That's what's missing in the equation. And once that happens, the Congress and everything else will fall into place.
Pat, could you see Joe Biden out there as devil's advocate's pitch man? Dominic Salvia! Crudy!
I could see you guys as his pitch man, and I think that if he's smart, he'll announce his reelection bid in Madison.
I made that prediction, Pat.
To McCarthy and the whole gang. To McCarthy and the whole gang, they don't like socialism. Well, guess what? Come to the seat of where action really occurs and where people care about people. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
We but and we I appreciate think... you sharing it, Pat. Hey, Pat, let me ask you before we run out of time. Do you think Joe Biden doing a good job? Number one, is he doing a good job? Number two, how is he doing in communicating his efforts?
No, he's doing a bad job. And again, we're from Chicago. We always listen to you via the streaming. We're on the Civic Media app, all that stuff, and have since it went up. I'll just say that whoever is advising him on communications is doing a really poor job, and they should be doing grassroots all the way throughout all. And I don't, you know, when Sanders was first and going back to Howard Dean, they were talking about putting a Democratic Party in all 50 states. And I believe then and now that's what they should have done, and why they didn't, I don't know. You can talk to Jamie Harrison, but in the meantime, they need to follow your example, because the people you have in your sights, like Uline, for example, he's controlling politics here in Illinois, just like he's controlling politics in Wisconsin. He's probably got a broader reach than that, than we even realize. And somebody's got to put a stop to it, and it's very dangerous. And side note, even the French right and Boris Johnson and the rest of them realize they can't do away with universal health. They can't do away with socialist propositions. They can't, because if they did, they wouldn't even have a prayer of winning re-election. The conservatives or the right Nazis or whatever you want to call them, they wouldn't have a prayer of getting re-election in Europe. So when they're talking that talk here in the United States, they don't know what they're talking about.
Pat, well said.
Yes, thank you.
Tell your friends you can also hear us on 540 AM all the way to Chi-Town. It's the Beast of the East. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, John Nichols, all the way from Reykjavik, Iceland, I think. Now stick around. Native Roots Radio and the Paul Revere Show with Stephanie Blumenfeld and Mark Thompson. It's going to be a good one. Keep it locked.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News.